the book of Romans, part 9. I'm Professor Hannes Redreis of the First Assembly of Yahshua, South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of my books which I've written, maybe the book, The Two Keys, What is Your God's Name, which is also one of our studies that you are currently busy with. You can obtain it. It is so important to know the revelation names. You can contact me at my WhatsApp number, +27 international code for South Africa, and my number is 0722-367-124, or just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. If this is the first time that you are about to participate in the study, you are so very, very welcome. But go to part 1, start from the beginning, because you have already missed out on some information. Also very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications of all the studies that you are currently busy with. Send this link to your friends and family, everybody that is dear to you. Make sure at least you have a 1611 King James Bible, pen and notepad ready. It's very important to know that we do not associate ourselves with the following groups or churches, denominations or organizations. Any Messianic group, the Israel Vision groups, the Hebrew Roots movement, the Sacred Name movement, the Yam movement, the Jehovah Witnesses, Seventh-day Adventists, Catholic Church, Protestants. We don't belong to nobody, no denomination or organization in the world. What are we? We are only an end-time Bible study group, studying the Word daily, being a witness unto Yahshua's kingdom in a lost world. We are mainly using the ancient Hebrew names, according to the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rotterdam version, the one that was translated by Dr. Joseph Brian Rotterdam in 1860. According to this Bible, the name Jesus, I just want to say, is the best English stroke Hebrew Bible you can lay your hands on. I said it before, it's no use giving, I'm giving you a Hebrew or a Greek Bible and you don't understand Hebrew or Greek. There are so many different Hebrew alphabets and Greek alphabets, that's impossible to know them all. So how are you going to do? But if I give you a restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rotterdam version, and it's English stroke Hebrew, can you read it? For sure. You can read it and you can understand it. And this Bible can be a blessing unto you. The name Jesus, according to this Bible, was originally Yahshua. The name God was originally Elohim or Hashem. The name Lord was originally Yaffa, and the name of the Holy Spirit was originally the Ruach HaKodesh. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Trust that this study will be a blessing unto you today. In the name above every other name, the name Yahshua. We'll continue where we left off yesterday morning. The book Romans chapter 1 verse 8. Now Apostle Paul continues, when he says, first, I, Apostle Paul, thank Yahweh Almighty, in brackets, the Creator of heaven and earth, through Yahshua, who is His Son, for you all. Now this was His words 2,000 years ago. More than 2,000 years ago. First I thank Yahweh Almighty through Yahshua for you all. He's speaking to the people mainly in Rome, that your faith, which means It is not Gentiles who are lost, but these are part of the bride of Yahushua, who were Gentiles and were lost before they came to repentance and were immersed in the name of Yahushua to the remission of their sin. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Through Yahushua, for it says, first I, Apostle Paul, thank Yahweh Almighty, through Yahushua, that's his son, for you all, that's 2,000 years ago, that your faith, believing in the coming or the parousia of Yahushua, is spoken of throughout the whole world. Apostle Paul, more than 2,000 years ago, he says, this which you have accepted to become the foundation stone in your life, the cornerstone, the capstone, everything works through the revelation blood of Yahushua, the redemption blood of Yahushua. It makes Apostle Paul excited to write to this congregation in Rome. He says it is, it's fabulous, it's wonderful where you were and where you are right now. It's wonderful that I, Apostle Paul, can associate myself with you as followers of Yahushua, meaning that you have become my brothers and my sisters, part of the bride of Yahushua. Hallelujah. And this is what our aim must be in 2026 today. It's no use that we are holding on to tradition, dogma and theology. The things that we thought there was saving grace in, which we found out there was none. Why? It was stale. It became old. It became dry. Tasteless. All these laws and regulations and constitutional laws that you need to abide being in the church, and you must pay your tithes, otherwise you're going to hell. That's what they say. I was there. I was a pastor. I preached it, what the church taught us, until my eyes went open. It's all about the faith that the congregation of Yahushua had in Rome. And it made Apostle Paul excited when he writes about it. He's informing everybody else about which is happening in Rome. What makes us excited today? Myself and Pastor Rico, my wife, what makes us excited? It makes us excited then when we announce that there's going to be an immersing service or a baptismal service, and we see that people is coming in, people that were sinners who came to repentance are immersed in the name of Yahushua to the remission of their sin. This is what makes us excited. To know that we have a calling, not of a man, not of somebody else, but a calling from Yahweh our Elohim himself. It must be. I didn't want anything to do with this gospel and this revelation word when it came to me 14 years ago. Nearly 15 years ago, I didn't want anything to do with it. And today I'm addicted to it. I'm addicted to the revelation word. It's part of my, it has become part of my DNA. This is what this should mean to you. Nothing else must matter as much as what this revelation word means to every one of us. And this is what the part of Paul says. First, I thank Yahweh our Elohim through Yahushua for you all, that your faith, believing in the coming or the parousia of Yahushua, is spoken of throughout the world. People are talking about the gospel of salvation you are preaching into a lost world. And that is what makes this gospel so wonderful, fantastic. Is somebody brings it to us. And when we have accepted it and it's been revealed to us by Father Himself through the Ruach HaKodesh and the blood of Yahushua, we become so excited and we just want to go. We just want to run. Not from it, to it. Tell people about this wonderful message of salvation which the Catholic Church has caused to cease, to strangle for 1,600 years, 1,400 years. This is what they tried to do. But today, through grace, Yahweh El Elohim, through the blood of Yahushua and the anointing of the Ruach HaKodesh, has provided for us to have a Bible, the restoration of the original sacred name Bible, the Rotenon version. It's not the emphasis, the 1902 emphasis. The emphasis Bible has got nothing to do with Dr. Joseph Priant Rotenon. Don't tell the people, don't let the people tell you anything otherwise. It was actually the name Jesus, God, Lord, Yahweh, Jehovah, and all these things that they took out, that he took out of the Bible. And he brought back the original ancient Hebrew sacred names. Not the dots and hashes, the modern Greek and modern Hebrew and Greek. No. He brought back the original word as it was before. And that's why we are excited about what we are believing in. Because it's not part of a church tradition. It's not part of a ritual. Getting up on a Sunday morning, shower, shave, and put on a tie and a three-piece suit and drive to church and I am mighty. No, 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 no. Instead, we don't even need to go near a church. Prof, you don't need to go near a church. Because Yahweh is not living, and Yahushua and the Ruach is not living in a church. He says our bodies is the temple of the Ruach HaKodesh. He lives within us here. He deals with us, not in the church. Here. Otherwise it would mean we have to wait for 7 days. Because in 7 days' time we will go back to church. Just so everybody can see us, see what we wear, see what car we drive, and see what we give the pastor, or the reverend, or the priest, whatever. The position we have in life, no. He says to his disciples, go from house to house and break bread. And I've said it 1,000,000 times, and I will say it 10,000,000 times. He never gave them bread to break. He sent them with the gospel, the bread of life, from house to house, to break the bread of life from house to house. He says, those that accept you, go in, break the bread. Those that reject you, just clean your feet when you walk away. Just keep the dust off your feet. That dust is going to testify against them, not accepting. So what do? We don't go to a synagogue or a temple or an auditorium. We need to go from house to house. So what are we doing? We're breaking the bread from house to house, all over the world, through the internet. Every morning when we sit, we do what? We break the bread of life and drink from the fountain of living waters which is springing up from within until eternity, that Yahushua will come for us. What a pleasure. Apostle Paul is exciting. He's so excited about this congregation. It's not a church, it's a congregation. It's an assembly of Yahweh together. That they have faith in the coming of Yahushua. And today, this is something that is disappearing. Pentecostal churches doesn't even believe in the coming of Yahushua anymore. They don't believe it. It says time has gone past. It's something old. It's redundant. The coming. Why do you have communion? The Bible says we sit at the table and we eat and drink from the bread and the wine until the coming of Yahushua. And then that table will have no value anymore. Now it says, I'm going to read. First Apostle Paul, thank Yahweh Almighty through Yahushua for you all 2,000 years ago and the bride today. That your faith, believing in the coming of Yahushua, is spoken of throughout the world. The testimony of the bride of Yahushua 2,000 years ago is part of the New Testamental foundation, which we as bride of Yahushua in 2026 are built upon. How wonderful is this? We build on that which the apostles and the disciples and the Yahweh preached 2,000 years ago. And that's the word, the revelation word. Let's use the opportunity today to make a difference in a lost world. Having the information, knowing that we have the bread of life and water of life. Let's preach the gospel. Until tomorrow morning, if it's Father's will. Maranatha. Yahushua's coming back again. Hallelujah.